there. Welcome to the Josh Griesenbach Show. I'm Josh Griesenbach, and it's a thrill to have you with us. In today's episode, I'm going to be answering some questions coming from you, the audience. Now, you may be asking yourself, are these really questions coming from the audience? And to you, my good sirs and madams, I'm going to say, maybe. They could be. And I'll leave it at that. Question one comes from Billy. And Billy writes to me and says, hey there, can you tell me why the sky is blue? To which I respond, Billy, thanks for the letter. So, why is the sky blue? Well, it's actually pretty simple. Nobody, and I mean nobody, knows exactly why the sky is blue. But there are a few good theories. One of those theories is that the Smurfs did it. That's right. The Smurfs did it. Now, I like that one because the Smurfs are, of course, blue, and they're known for their hijinks. Now, couldn't you just see one of them taking a hot air balloon up to the sky and painting it blue to Smurfify it or something? I could. The other good possibility that I like is that the blue M&Ms did it. Now, you may not remember this, but blue M&Ms weren't always a thing. They're kind of new on the scene in the grand scheme of things. So, my good buddy Wikipedia suggests that M&Ms first introduced the blue variety in 1995. Now, seeing as they were new, M&Ms had to find a way to advertise that new color. And then, for some reason, the sky turned blue. Coincidence? I don't think so. Now, some people have suggested that the sky was blue long before 1995. I don't know. Now, I was there, but I cannot specifically remember the sky being blue before 1995. Now, I remember 1995. I was there. I remember getting a bag of M&Ms and popping that sucker open and looking in and seeing the blue M&Ms. I pulled them out, I tasted them, and then I looked up in happiness at the sky, and then I realized the similarity between the color of the M&M and the color of the sky. Now, that was the first time I had ever noticed that the sky was blue. So, for me, I assumed that the M&M people had to have done it. So, that is why I would suggest that it's entirely plausible that the sky is indeed blue because of M&Ms. So, Billy, thanks for the question. I hope that helped you out. Moving on to the next question. The next one comes from Candace. And Candace writes, hey there. I can't believe I'm really getting to talk to you. You're the best. Can I ask you a question? Here goes. Why are s'mores so delicious? What a perfect time to answer this question with summer going on. So many delicious opportunities for even more delicious s'mores. So here you go, Candace. Thanks for your question, and here's your answer. S'mores. With their graham cracker crunchiness, their marshmallow meltiness, and their chocolate gooiness, s'mores are truly fantastic. But what exactly is it that makes them so delicious? What a good question. I think it has something to do with the moon. See, people usually eat s'mores at night when the moon is out. And do you know what the moon does? It turns people into werewolves. Now, I know. You're thinking to yourself, duh, and how obvious. I only mention it to make my point. And here is my point. The moon makes people into werewolves, right? Right. Of course, right. We all know that. But what does the moon do to graham crackers? What does the moon do to marshmallows? And what does the moon do to chocolate? I'll tell you, when the night is dark and the moon is full, graham crackers, marshmallows, and chocolate come together to make a monster of deliciousness. They come together to make s'mores. Many confused people believe that the only reason s'mores don't eat us is that we eat them first. And we eat them quickly. They're too delicious to not eat them so quickly. Who knows what would happen if a s'more did go uneaten? We'll never know, because they're too delicious. And that is the answer to your question, Candace. Thank you so much for your question. Moving on to the next one. Our next question comes from a gentleman named Sam. And Sam, let me thank you ahead of time for your question. And Sam's question is this. Why does it feel like a road trip takes forever? So Sam, like I said, thanks for your question. And here you go. Sam, I was especially glad to receive your question, having just been considering this myself. So it's a good thing that I have an answer for you. It turns out that when you're on a road trip and it feels like it's taking forever for you to reach your final destination, it's because it actually does take forever. Let me explain. When you jump onto the highway, interstate, or whatever, your car actually merges into another dimension. In that dimension, there's only a long line, or a road, if you will, with no beginning and no end. Many believe that this road is part of some sort of government research project that has gone wrong, because it cannot be removed from our world. So, instead of acknowledging that there's a problem, we are encouraged to use it to move about the country. And so we do. But at what cost? I'll tell you, when you get on the highway or interstate or whatever, part of you joins this never-ending line forever. There's no way to ever leave it. Ever. Now, you may say, but I was on the interstate the other day and I got off it just fine. To you, I say, sure you did. Sure you got off. But did all of you? Now, just hear me out. Part of you did get off the highway or interstate or whatever, but part of you didn't, and it never will. But that can't possibly be real, you may exclaim. It doesn't sound reasonable, but when you think of it, there can be no other explanation. Think about it like this. Even after leaving the road, don't you feel exhausted? Don't you feel like you're still on the road? It's because part of you is still on the highway or interstate or whatever, and it always will be. Therefore, road trips feel like they take forever because they do. Mystery solved. Okay, and our next question comes from a young lady named Becky. And Becky asks, I wonder if you could tell me who invented the television and why? Well, hey there, Becky. Thanks for your question. Television is one of those funny things. It's funny because so many people watch it, but don't put too much thought into where it came from or why. So let's get to the bottom of that right now. Television was invented by pirates. Sounds weird, right? But it's not when you think about it. Look at the word television. Now look closer. Television. Can you see it? Let me explain by breaking the word into smaller pieces. The first part, tele, comes from the ancient pirate word telescope. Pirates would use telescopes to look around them to find ships to rob or planets to discover. Planets they hoped to one day be able to visit using spaceships, which they would later invent so that they could rob the new planet. And then think of the second part of the word, visio, which comes from the more modern pirate word, smell-o-vision, which describes what it's like to look around the pirate ship and have difficulty seeing things because of all of the stink lines coming off of the gross dudes who are on the pirate ship. And then the last part of the word, in, comes from the super modern pirate word, nice tea, which the pirates prefer as their beverage. That whole thing about rum has really been blown out of proportion, says Jack Montague, dread pirate of the ship Constant Back Pain. So now you understand the term, but not where the invention came from. So let's talk about that. Pirates invented the television so that they could have something to watch on their long days, months, years, and lifetimes on the open sea. And it would have worked too, but cable hadn't been invented. And you try picking something up using those rabbit ears on a ship that's being tossed around by the sea. So, realizing that their invention was useless on the ocean, one pirate, Captain Magnavox, took to the land and began selling his invention in retail stores around the United States and then the world. He said, frankly, it was a nice change of pace. Now, most programming isn't geared to pirates. It's not even about pirates, but some of it still is. And why? Because the television networks like to hark back to a time when the television game was simpler and based solely on pirates. Bam! Mystery solved. Now that's going to do it for the Josh Griesenbach Show. I hope you got a lot out of that and you learned a whole lot. If you would like to have one of your own questions answered, please send that to me at thejoshgriesenbachshow@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from you, and I'll catch you next time.